بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Tonight we experience again the blessing of togetherness in spirit. And who would have predicted that we could make it that far under such ironic circumstances? Tonight is also particularly special as we welcome the last 10 nights of Ramadan, nights which overflow with light and hope and such nearness to God that brings us confidence in a brighter tomorrow and in happiness for many years to come. I knew of people who went into complete seclusion in these final 10 nights. Easier said than done. But let us try and reflect as we pray. In chapter 20, I'd like to focus on verses 60 through 64 from Surah An-Naml, the ants, as they highlight four different and unique powers of God: the power of creation, of healing, of guidance, and of renewal. The power of creation manifests in beautiful miracles of nature. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Who is it that has created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you life-giving water from the skies? For this is how we cause gardens of shining beauty to grow. أَمَّنْ جَعْلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Who is it that has made the earth a place of rest and has caused running waters to flow, and has set the mountains firm and high? Then there's the shift to the miracle of healing. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Who other than God can respond to the distressed when they call out to him and remove their illness? And then the unique power of God, the grace of God's guidance, al-hidayah. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Who is it that guides you in the midst of the deep darknesses of land and sea? God sees all the unsolvable complexities in our lives and sends us the wind as a glad sign of his coming grace. And then we move on to a unique ability of God, that of renewal and regeneration. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Dear friends, we are continuously being tested for our capability to adapt and our ability to recover. Self-renewal in all of God's living creatures is what favors the survival of one species over another. It's that ability to bounce back and move on. This too is a skill in which God can provide and guide. These were four verses that sum up much of what the human race today needs to remember. God's powers. And this Ramadan is a particularly good time to remember that. The surah ends with an important reminder that the task for the Prophet and thus his followers is to inform, not to enforce. A message conveying freedom of choice, freedom of faith, freedom of religion. إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة التي حرمها إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين وأن أتلو القرآن فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فقل إنما أنا من المنذرين. Moving on to the following surah, Al-Qasas, the story. And about half of that is devoted to the story of Prophet Moses. Mostly his purely human aspects, his impulses, perplexities, and errors, to remind us that God's apostles were neither superhuman nor semi-divine. Long before Moses became famous, when he was just a baby, there was the extreme and radical faith of his mother, who tossed him in the river so he would not be killed, even though she did not know where that river would lead him. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِنْ كَادَتْ لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين. Mothers and others would understand what that must have entailed. A mother tossing away her own baby, not knowing if he'll live or die, or where he will end. Many of us have lived through similar experiences, where we said goodbye to loved ones and watched them drift away in the river of life. And so many people have had the feeling that God refers to in this verse, the empty heart, which only God can calm by granting sufficient faith and trust in Him. Other verses paint a picture which many can relate to, that of a pious leader and his people as victims of dictatorship of a pharaoh in Egypt. One of the better known ayahs in Surah Al-Qasas is verse 56. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide everyone you love. It is God who guides whomever he wills. According to many sources, the verse refers to the Prophet's uncle, Abu Talib, whom he dearly loved, and who loved and protected him throughout his life. Yet even when Abu Talib was on his deathbed, the Prophet was not able to make him renounce the pagan beliefs of his ancestors and acknowledge God's oneness. There are at least three lessons to be derived from this verse. First, the resilience of the human will. No human endeavors can convert another person, however loving and loved, to one's own belief, or prevent that person from falling into something one regards as error, unless that person wills to be so guided. Second, God has his own reasons and his own timeline. And trusting that is part of faith. In answer to the frequent debate, if God will guide whomever he wills, why should anyone be blamed if they are misguided? One interpretation I am comfortable with about those whom God will guide is that not all people are guided when we want them to. Some may not be ready now. With time, There are those who will accept God's guidance and find the right way with hard work. As to the time when a person is guided, this does not necessarily have to follow the timeline we prefer. God has his own timeline and probably his own reasons, whether that is how God chooses to test some people or to help them grow in other ways would be one speculation. Third, many things shall remain unknown. Humans will never have the ability to understand everything God does and why he does it. That is when one resorts to trusting God as part of faith. From here, I will move to Surat Al-Ankabut, the spider, a title derived from the parable of the spider house in verse 41 as a symbol of false beliefs and false values, which in the long run are bound to be blown away by the winds of truth. I find the first sentence in Surat Al-Ankabut both comforting and compelling. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do people think that by merely saying they have faith, they will not be put to the test? We see this in our own lives and all around us, especially today, when life is presenting us with a series of unprecedented and endless tests, whatever pain that may entail. But with the Quran leaving us with the clear and hopeful answer that faith is best expressed in how we endure those hardships with both courage and patience. May God accept and forgive. May his power heal all ill. And may his love light up any darkness within us and around us. Thank you.